Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Let's go to Matt in Westchester. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Good.
Good.
Just real quick before I make my point, I think the Yankee lineup just came out, and you guys have another leader in the Yankee leadoff tally. Dominguez leading off.
Oh, my goodness. Is that breaking news? I'm so excited. And these guys, especially, who do I blame for this, for not breaking the glass and giving us Jason Dominguez as leading off today? Is that even true?
Yes, it is. And it came out 2 minutes ago while I was on with you. And I love this.
Yes!
This is the lineup now. This is a runs lineup.
Now, the reason, Matt, I'll let you make your point. I apologize. The reason why I'm raw animalistically excited is that at the beginning of this season, we all made a bet. Who's going to lead off the most?
Yep.
And to the credit of the returning Tommy Lugauer, and he does deserve immense credit for this.
Generational talent.
Really, of all the generational talented things he did, this may have been his greatest rabbit. He said Paul Goldschmidt, and I mocked him. Openly mocked him. Colby, he's not leading off. Paul Goldschmidt has obviously done it a lot this season. My prediction, Tiki's prediction, and Sean's prediction all have put up basically zeros.
Yes.
Sean said Cody Bellinger. Hasn't happened this year. Tiki said Jazz Chisholm. Hasn't happened this year. And I said Jason Dominguez. So for Dominguez to just get on the board, to get his first time leading off for the New York Yankees, is probably a top five baseball moment for me this season.
That's how you reward good base running.
All right, Matt, go ahead.
Right. Anyhow, I'm sorry. Make your point, Matt. That was wonderful. Thanks for telling us, though.
No. I'm happy to bring that up. I'm going to preface it also by saying I'm not a Yankee fan, but I am. I'm a baseball fan.
Yes.
Evan, I'm going back to what you said in the you versus Sean debate that I wish Tommy was there for last week, is when Judge isn't hitting 400 with a 1300 OPS, who's pulling the slack? And I think we're starting to see it because Grisham and Rice and Goldschmidt are all hitting 150 in the last 2 weeks, and Grisham and Rice even longer. And I think that, you know, when you start to look at the Yankee lineup over 162 games, Bellinger has been this 750 OPS guy now for like 5 years, right? And, you know, you don't really sort of see who's going to get better. So I think one thing, and I would love to hear Sean's opinion on this, is if Judge does come down 20 or 30%, like, who's picking up the slack here?
Well,
I think these five games.
And Matt, so this refers to a discussion we had Friday. What a different tone around here on Friday. And Tommy, you would have loved this. It was simply who's better, the Mets or the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you have an opinion on that? Who's better, the Mets or the Yankees?
I have two opinions. One, it's the Mets. Two, why did you do that without me?
You missed a good day.
I saw that on the Odyssey app. I'm like, that's right in my wheelhouse. We could add a Lou Gehrig debate series.
Don't worry, Tommy. You, by not being here, did not have to apologize like Sean and Evan had to.
Yeah,
just a judge. I was just the arbiter.
They haven't won since.
Neither team has won since.
Yeah,
so
but
they had to apologize. So you escaped the needing to apologize to all the fans that were engaged vigorously in that debate with us on Friday.
And as of right now, we are looking at 0-7 from the two teams since that happened. But I did make the point to Sean, and I don't want to use the last five games as an example, because I do think the last five games are an anomaly. They've scored five runs in five games.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees don't have a putrid offense. But my point was, the offense, which at the time, and still does, lead the American League in runs scored, is probably going to come back to earth, because Judge isn't going to maintain hitting 390,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the lineup is average. And there are guys coming back to earth, like Ben Rice, like Trent Grisham, and even, as much as it pains me to say, like Paul Goldschmidt. So, to your point, or to Matt's point, does it...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Concern you that if Judge is going to be a little bit less of a superhero, where are you getting the production from?
Yes, but this lineup in pair actually solves a couple of the issues I want. The two guys that need to be sitting for this team with Giancarlo returning is obviously a big deal. He has that double. Mm-hmm.
100%.
I think that's
going to
help. Yep. Trent Grisham and Ben Rice need to sit right now. I know that we need to jam everybody in and figure this out. The Bloom, Ben Rice, younger player. I still have high hopes for him. I think Trent Grisham has regressed back to what he is, which is a fourth outfielder, plays really good defense, gives you some pop. He had a great magic carpet ride, hitting lead off a bunch. This team now, Jason Dominguez, when he plays, I think is still more likely to get those hits. That's why I like this. I think Dominguez could pick it up. They've sat Goldschmidt a couple games. And also, Jazz has quietly had a couple nice games while they've been getting shut down here. He had those couple hits early, although I wouldn't have ruled that third hit a hit last night. but yeah, I am concerned. And Austin Wells, too, man.
Right.
I mean, he just feels like an automatic out right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, it's a shame because we started the season and he let off. There was his only, was that his only time leading off? Or maybe he's done it one other time.
He
let off, went yard. Everybody was excited about what the third in the rookie of the year balloting last year was going to do, who he was going to be. He's going to be this star. I mean, hell, you could even at some points last year bat him cleanup and have him as protection behind some of your bigger hitters. This year, it feels like either he's so wrapped up in being a catcher and that's taking over, kind of like Francisco Alvarez, to be honest with you, after his rookie season, or this is just who he is. And I think, unfortunately, this might just be who he is.
I do agree that this lineup right now, and I'll give it to you in a second, feels like the strongest one Boone could put out there. Dominguez leading off for the first time, Judge 2, Bellinger 3, Giancarlo 4, Jazz 5, Goldie 6, Wells 7, Volpe 8, DJ LeMahieu 9.
At least it gives you, with Paul Goldschmidt, who's still hitting over 300, someone at the back end of your lineup who can get a hit when you need it.
And they're also balancing the righties and the lefties. Right, go switch, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, right. So that's your Yankee lineup tonight. Before we continue with your calls, Tommy Lugauer, are you worried? Because now Jason Dominguez is on the board. And if we check the batting order standings, for the record, Trent Grisham leads at 27. Good chance he'll go back to being what he is, a fourth outfielder. Goldie is at 23. And now Jason Dominguez is at 1. You have a 23-0 lead. Are you afraid that you are going to collapse and blow this lead now?
Are you asking me if the Yankee leadoff contest is over? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
I feel very confident because I don't think the Yankees will have a lineup day in, day out that'll be the same. So I think with the parity and the lead that I have, I feel very, very, barring an injury or something like that, I feel very confident. My worry is Goldie being benched, though. I told you this last week that he won't hit in July and August and he won't play.
Right.
So that scares me a little bit.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah. I think Dominguez has a chance to take this job.
I do, too.
If he becomes...
But he's got to have... like really good days.
He's got to have good days. He's got to get on base.
He's got to be smarter at bats. Like, he's got to do all that stuff.
And if he does that, he'll do it against righties. What Goldie will maintain is doing it against lefties.
Right.
Because Jason Dominguez is obviously a better left-hand hitter than right. Bob is in Keyport. What's up, Bob?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. What's up, man?
Just wanted to say, last night's game, very disappointing. You know, a lot of parts that annoyed all of us. One thing that made me super happy... You see Jazz come up, no outs, runner on second, and he doesn't bunt. You know he's a real Yankee.
You know, what annoyed me and what annoys...
Swing hard, Jazz.
Swing hard. What annoys me in baseball is sometimes in an obvious bunt situation, like I think Jazz faced in the ninth inning, it's easy to say, well, how often has he done it?
And you look at Jazz Chisholm's career, he's only laid down three or four sacrifice punts in his major league career. And my anger, yeah. But the problem is that's everybody. Guys are not asked to bunt. And here's the flaw in that. We have a rule now in Major League Baseball where there's a guy on second with nobody out.
Right.
Now, granted, Chisholm had a different scenario because it was the ninth inning, so the runner on second wasn't the rule. It was Stanton Dunn, right? I just want to clarify the difference. But in a spot where you got a runner on second and nobody out, and you're in the bottom of your inning with that run winning you the game.
Yeah, bottom of your lineup, you mean.
Yes. Yeah. Not bottom of the lineup, bottom of the inning. So if you score the run, you win.
Right.
Bunting is going to make a lot of sense, I'd say, 7 times out of 10. Not every time. There are going to be certain guys where you're like, I'm not doing that. But in a case like this, it makes sense.
And he also might get a hit.
Right. So if the argument is Jazz doesn't bunt, my counter is learn how to. Because in this modern baseball, with the runner on second rule, there is no excuse for guys not being able to bunt. Am I wrong?
I don't disagree. You automatically put a guy in scoring position, even if there is one out, so they score with a fly ball. You don't just need a hit. A fly ball gets you across the plate and winning a game.
Or if there's a ground ball, you force your opponent to make a play, which they did last night throwing Goldschmidt out. But at least you force them to have to make a play.
And all this little small ball stuff like bunting, it is the easiest thing to work on. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of everybody swinging for the fences like it's home run derby in batting practice, why is this not worked on in season? It drives me nuts.
And you know what should drive you nuts even more?
Why?
I don't brag about much. I really don't. I'm a good bunter. I was really good back in the day.
You better have been.
You're damn right I better have been.
Well, you couldn't hit otherwise.
Exactly. Exactly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.